Hi, it's Obsidian 468 again, and we're going to go ahead and hit installment 2 of Tales of Erodi. Today we're going to set the Wayback Machine back to the early parts of my career. Before I ever got paid for a gig, I was still learning, young, stupid, with cojones the size of Texas. Today, I'm going to talk about electrocution. Let's set the Wayback Machine for 1992. I'm a junior in high school, sweet young 16 years old, very inexperienced, very stupid, but still willing to learn everything I could and experience everything I could. Here we were doing a production of The Music Man. And the lighting design for this particular show ended up requiring a whole lot more channels than we had on our lighting board. We only had a 24-channel lighting board. We needed about 30. So, in an effort to make sure we had enough channels to run this whole show, we decided to put in an 8-channel expansion board. And being the having the hunger for knowledge that I have, I volunteered to wire it in. I figured the best way to learn was to do it. It's always worked for me in the past. So here I am, up in the lighting booth, and I need the power cut, obviously. I'm not about to go delving into an electrical system, especially not a commercial electrical system with the power on. Now, being young and stupid, I decided not to shut the power off myself. After all, it was a hell of a long walk. From the booth, it was across a catwalk, down a spiral staircase, out a door, down the hall, back into the theater, across the stage, into the other wing, up another spiral staircase, and finally, you get to the breakers. You know, it was a hike, and I figured I got a classmate down on the stage. He's fairly electrically savvy as well. I'll have him cut the breakers for me. So I open up the window in the booth, I call down to the stage, I said, you know, go ahead and cut the power for the booth. Now, the power in the booth was separated into two main breakers. We had one for the overhead lights and one for all the wall power, the hard wire, all that stuff. Lights in the booth didn't go out. When he told me the power was off, I didn't think anything of it, knowing that it was two separate circuits. And went ahead and decided to start on wiring in this new board. Now, keep in mind, I went to public high school. I had in my hands electrical tools of public high school grade. You know, the ones that might have once been insulated back in 1972, but over many, many years of hard usage, the insulation on the handles of the tools has long since been stripped away. So I've got, you know, a pair of bare metal wire cutters in my hand. But power's off. Shouldn't be a problem. So I go ahead and I reach right in there. And it's always a good thing to cut the hot first, because as long as you got that ground in place, the chances of it shorten are pretty slim. You know, it's more likely going to spark a little bit, maybe flash, and nothing, no big deal. Well, I wasn't so lucky. Reach in there with the wire cutters, I clip it, I realize the power's still hot. When I came to 5 minutes later, my hair was smoking, my left boot was smoking, and I had a hell of a nasty burn down through the entire side of my left hand, starting at my forefinger, running through the webbing and onto my thumb. Pretty much, that's where the high voltage entered my body. Now, to give you an idea of what kind of power I got hit with, this was commercial grade, 440 volt, 200 amp, 3-phase power. Nothing to screw with. So, I'm looking at the boot, looking around, people have come up to the booth to make sure I'm okay, and I see standing in front of me the guy that was supposed to cut the power. And I look at him, and I'm going to clean this up a little bit. I look at him and I say, if I could still move, I would kill you right now. I told you to cut the power, you didn't. Finally, after a few minutes of just getting my bearings, I was finally able to move again. Turns out what had happened was the electricity entered my left hand, grounded out through my left boot. Fortunately, it went down the side of my body because my left boot happened to be standing on the brass grid that separated the tiles and the floor. My right boot was firmly planted in the middle of one of these tiles. The brass was the only conductive portion of the floor, so it grounded out through my left boot instead of arcing across my heart, grounding out through my right boot and killing me. I consider myself very fortunate to still be here. But I'll tell you, that's an experience that you'll never forget. What I've learned from that is pretty easy. When you need the power off, you cut it your own damn self. Never trust somebody else to cut that breaker for you. This is one of the things that I'm consider myself very lucky to have lived through, and I'm quite happy that I'm still here, because if it didn't kill me, and I've learned from it, and you know, this is how we learn. Just about every stagehand, especially the ones that work with electrics, have got a similar story. You know, and some weren't so lucky. So anyway, just another story from the vault. Installment number 2, it's a wrap. I'm Obsidian 468, and I hope you enjoyed.